Wait, is this your new setup, Lou?
Nah, I'm out the country.
Flex on them then, out the country.
I'm in a different time zone. I had to use a passport to get here.
I'm literally convinced Lulu is like out there fully dressed and they're like, let's take a video. Girl, let me put my bikini on. Hold up real quick. Hold up. Let me stun on them. Let them know I'm on vacation. Who's on
That sounds
vacation?
about right.
Hello?
Because why not? Why not post about it? Why go on vacation and not post about it?
You
You
right.
know?
You right.
We work hard. We post our accomplishments. We post when we get a new show. We post when we do this. Why can't we post when we, go on vacation a little bit?
You right.
That's
Yeah.
facts. It's not
Lulu,
normal.
I
You
saw you
understand?
getting lifted up in the air with some man feet. That was cool.
Thanks, Mike.
What? What was that? All
Like,
right.
damn.
Yes, Lou.
I mean,
Wait, can you
listen,
say what country you're in or no?
I'm in Jamaica.
Ooh.
Gotta
Jamaica.
love Jamaica. Gotta
I
love
gotta love
Jamaica,
Jamaica,
man.
Jamaica. I've heard a thing or two about Jamaica. I heard a thing or two about
It's an
Jamaica.
amazing place. It's a very bountiful, fruitful place. It's a
That's
very
that place
nice.
where Bob, that guy Bob Marley's from, right? I think.
Yeah.
It's
Oh, I heard
also
of him. He sounds
you heard
very
of him, right?
familiar. They talk about him a lot here. I just, I'm in a different place, I'm in
That's
a different
that's the
mind.
same place where Stella got her groove back too, right?
I think
What?
so. I think so.
Oh
That's a
gosh,
movie.
shut up
I
to
know it's a
here.
book.
It's a movie though, too, right? Isn't Taye Diggs in it?
Who's Taye Diggs? Is that
Mike,
Mike?
why your phone won't
Mike, fix your
why don't you turn your
thing?
phone?
What's wrong with it? I don't understand.
You're
It's
coming in
the
vertical.
orient.
Portrait,
Yeah,
we
you
need
got
you
your.
landscape.
There
Yeah.
you go.
But now
I'm not in. I'm not in.
you might help grandpa with his phone.
Take the
That ain't
lock. Take the
help.
lock off. Take the orientation lock off. Swipe down. Take that off, and then turn it sideways, and then you can put it back on the tripod. There you go.
And look
There
out
you
your
go,
ears is to help
Pop.
everybody.
There you go, Pop Pop. Here's the thing. Mike is probably one of the
I
youngest one on here, and he'd still be
mean,
like,
I don't. Yeah, I might be. Damn.
Yeah,
I'm used to being
probably.
the old man, so now I'm feeling like,
That's so funny.
oh, you
But like,
moving like the old man for sure right
yeah,
now,
you
McCoy.
are. It is. Mike, let me add you on Instagram. Instagram, is that? So I remember it was MySpace.
Yeah.
Hey,
Now,
Mike, you on
I
Threads?
got
I stole my
the
own
Facebooks.
clothes. I don't need Threads,
There we go.
There we
How about
go.
now?
Hey, Pop, you did it.
Oh. There you
All right,
go.
let's talk, guys. Let's get the show going. Teach him how to fish,
Fucking creatives, man. Gotta love
them. How's everybody weekend? Oh, let's let Jordan talk because he was at D23, so I'm sure.
Well, no. I wasn't at D23. I wouldn't want to put that out there that I was at D23. D23? It's Disney, bro. Hey, listen,
It's a Disney thing.
we don't have enough time on this episode to talk about it.
Wait, you
No,
didn't go? I thought
I
you
did.
were,
No, no.
Jordan.
That was just me trying to flex. That was me doing my flex.
Yeah.
Doing my flex.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That thing.
He
That.
broke the bank. I know you went past your budget. I know you did, because I know that
What
flannel you
budget?
had
And
on
okay,
was
what
one
budget?
fifty. Hear me out. Hear me out. I won't say how much I spent, but I will say I didn't go over 1,000.
That's
So,
not bad. I thought you was gonna go over a thousand.
see, but mind you,
Wait, by
my
yourself?
budget.
Oh, that's easy.
Where
That's
was it
easy.
at? It was in Orlando?
Anaheim Convention
Anaheim.
Center. Last year they did
Oh.
Orlando, but every other year they come here.
That's
Okay,
big.
so,
But like, what is special about it? Like, as far as, because
Oh,
it's convention, right?
do you know San Diego Comic Con, which is like the biggest Comic Con? Disney basically was like, if everyone else can do their own thing, or no, if everyone else comes together to do a thing and we have big enough IP with all this other stuff, we should just do our own convention. So literally D23 is just everything Disney, a bunch of different vendors.
Amazing.
They'll do their own announcements there, like drops. Like they announced the X-Men cast, which we got a new Storm.
I seen that.
I know who she
Wait.
is. Oh, you do?
You
Yeah. Should I
are you
say it on
lying to us,
Squadcast? Should
Mike?
we drop it here?
No, they already
Well, I mean,
released
they
it.
dropped it, but yeah.
It's already out. That's what they do over there.
I mean, I missed it. So who is it, Mike? Because I don't know who it is.
Now, since they dropped it, it's not going to be exclusive, but it's I heard it's Tenario.
It's not.
The singer?
Yeah.
N nah,
You
it's
lying.
Oh, it's not? Okay, that's what I
nah.
heard.
He
My
Just Google
sources.
it.
My
It's
sources.
out. Did you
Yeah.
drop this information anywhere else, Mike? Did you tell other people this?
Well, I in my head it sounded like the best choice. So I was like, they definitely gonna go there. Cause that's usually what happens when I think something it goes that way.
They
Her
were
name
not
is
gonna give it to Tenario's thick chocolate ass. You
he's just
understand
na
me?
he's just naming his
She's too,
favorite
she is
singers.
too thick and too chocolate for them to give her
Hey,
Storm.
that's
That's
who
who Storm is.
I don't want to say who Storm is, but NDRE with that singer. But nah, it's a Broadway theater actor. Her name is Maya Boyd. This will
Okay.
be her first theatrical movie.
Yep.
How do y'all feel
And
about
yeah.
how do y'all feel about the new Black Panther?
Oh, brilliant. Bro, if you know his work and you know
If
the
you
way
know
he's
his
been,
work,
if you know his
he's
work good.
been putting in the work. He's been putting in the work.
Who's
I
the
like him as
actor
a
or the
work.
director?
The actor. The
The
director already
actor.
been putting in the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, Dennis
He was in The
David
Long
Johnson.
Walk.
David Johnson.
Yeah, he was in, I thought he was phenomenal in The Long Walk.
Yep.
Oh my
Yeah, he was in
gosh.
The Long Walk.
Amazing.
He was in
Phenomenal.
Aliens. He was a synthetic in Aliens.
Oh,
He was in
uh-huh.
this other
The Short
movie
Run.
where
The
him
prison
and
movie
his
that's out
ex.
right now?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were
Prison
talking about.
movie.
He has a prison. It's called The Waste Man. That movie's out right now.
That doesn't sound too good.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's just a movie. It's not like American, like huge in theaters. It's like one of those uncut gems
Artsy.
where you gotta, if you know,
Where
you
can you
know.
find it, Jordan?
Oh, well, you could find it on all your streaming platforms. I forgot where I watched mine. Hold on, let me remember where I watched it. Wait, but either way, all that to say, David Johnson is fire actor. Like this dude has
He is.
real acting chops.
Yeah. I like to see when it goes to actors as well deserving of it. Like, you know, he's a well-renowned actor. He's gonna do right with the role. Like, he's not just gonna play around with it. I'm excited.
Yeah, more specifically, at least with Maya Boyd, I am actually happy that it's not that she's a no name because, you know, she's been on Broadway and all that, but it's like I like when you just get new people. Not everybody
Yeah.
needs to be doggone, hey,
I agree.
we got doggone Dwayne Johnson is it's like, nah, just give us someone who we just know connect. Which also, Ryan Coogler had a say in who we chose. So if y'all don't know
Yes.
in the Marvel world, Storm and Black Panther
They come together, Rick.
is coupled up. So if Ryan Coogler chose and had a say in who they chose for Storm, brother,
Hey, come
we
on
eating
now.
it. We eating in Black Panther 3.
Come on
We
now.
shout out to Tenario, man. That's big.
This nigga wild. If y'all don't know who Tenario is, go check out her music. Go stream her music, man. That's the homie. She's a good people, friend of the pod, or some of the friends of the pod.
She got
Spell
that one
her
song.
name.
Huh?
Spell her name.
Mike, spell it.
Come on, Tier. This is your expertise.
She has a new
Uh-uh, he's been
song.
spelling this wording is hard. That ain't his thing. I thought you
All.
was a fan club president.
It acts like he don't even know me sometimes. That's what it feels like. There.
Legit, Tenario has a single coming out. It's called "There's a Storm Coming."
See? I'm trying to
There's
tell
a
y'all, it's adding up.
is her name is
Storm.
Tanerio. Dang, how can I find it before you? That's your
T-A-N.
people.
Who is
What is her
that?
name?
No, that's not her.
Tenerio.
That's not
That's
her.
not her.
Yes, R&B artist.
No, that's not
D
her. It's Tanerelle.
That's her.
Oh, I thought you were
That's her.
saying Tenerio.
That's what I'm
No, that's the fat kid.
Tenerio.
There you go. Well, it's
That
a
was
good thing
a
we
that was an
spelled it.
old
Thank you,
fat
Meg.
kid. Shut
I heard
up,
Tenario also.
Jordan.
I'm
Nobody asked you.
Tenerio. I swore it was Tenerio. Tenerio. I was like, oh, like scenario. Okay, cool.
That's y'all American accent.
That's
Man, what you do this weekend? Be boring?
And I'll be fantastic per usual. Yay! Now I went to a kid's birthday pool party and then, of course, went to church. Yeah.
Man, your makeup looks really good, though. The face is beat right now.
I was saying, she glowing. What's going on? The hair is popping.
What you trying to say? I'm ugly every other week.
No, but you don't
I haven't been here for a while, on. So I don't know what's been going on.
Yeah, you don't normally have the makeup on when you're doing this with us. This something's different. Where'd you have to go this morning?
No. I don't usually have lashes on, so my eyes are small and look real naked. And I usually have my glasses on. I think you look great
all the time.
Thank you, Jordan. And I'm sure you were great at D23. Who were you dressed as?
Okay.
Tiana. Who was it?
No, I didn't dress up as anybody, but every day was themed. So
who'd you dress up as?
First day, I was themed under Cars, so Lightning McQueen. Second day, we went themed High School Musical Troy Bolton.
Okay. Interesting.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. You learn a lot about your friends when you talk to them outside of, like, you know, the normal stuff. We got Jordan on this project that we're shooting tomorrow. And I was like, yo, Jordan, we got this character for you. I think you would really kill it. He was like, yeah, man, I gotta check my schedule because I dance and do theater performances for children. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. What? He was like, yeah, it's a troupe. It's a lot of us. We have practices pretty regularly. I was like, you just, like, what do y'all do? He's like, a lot of Disney stuff. I was like, okay, that tracks.
Can I show you?
In it together.
No, it's more like, remember like when you went to school as a kid and like the DARE program or whoever would come in and they would imagine that, but it was just
you
like,
are that guy. That with guy. The yo-yo.
If you can like... see it, that's us right there. Wait, come on, do it right. That's hey us guys. Right there going to downtown Disney.
When I was young, I used to see guys like Jordan and be like, am I going to have that much energy when I'm older?
Jordan, do you be flipping too?
I can't flip.
So what do you do a this lot is, of like jumping and
he
clapping?
He looks like a lot of, he's a good hype man. Like, come on, kids. Come on, guys. Get up.
It's a lot of singing and dancing and educational stuff for kids. So like the show we're doing for this one, the theming is the summer of fun. And the best way to have fun is also learning how to use your imagination. So it's like,
that's sweet.
You know what I mean? Come so on, it's
Barney.
Like,
oh, that's so sweet.
So yeah,
listen, you know it's for a good cause, so you don't want to talk shit about it. But I so want to talk shit about it.
Oh, here's a better one, so you can see the outfit without the sign underneath. Go, do the thing.
Come on, guys, let's get it down.
That's not really better, Jordan. That's not
fraction.
Okay.
That's you be like fractions, break it all down. Two. One half.
So hold on, Jordan. You have a good singing voice? Let me hear you singing. Can you sing something?
Wait, we're trying to hear Jordan sing.
Similes. We do win similes. Come on. Similes. We do.
Keep in mind. It's not
an improper fraction. Bigger than the lower, it's an improper fraction. Bigger than the lower, it's an improper fraction.
What? What kind of fraction are you? Next, let's go.
So the white kids in the school.
Dude, you
a fraction. That's a bummer. You got a prime number. Prime number. Prime number. 3. Yeah, you got your 3. You got your 3. 7. Say you got your.
You got your 7.
Look, Jordan about to write that down. He's like, oh, that's a good one. He gonna use it.
He said, now that y'all talk about fractions, speaking of.
Like, this could get me a promotion.
Wait, so Jordan, do you like, you don't sing, so do you rap it? Like, what is it?
No, I sing. I'm like background vocals. Because I'm not like the best singer.
Right, but like, so, give me an example. Sing one of the songs that you guys sing. Like, do the chorus or whatever.
He'd be like, don't.
Here's a... I'm the bass. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. The male section on Rain Down On Me. That's all we got.
Red.
No, Jordan. Rain. Okay. Yeah. To be fair, Meg, as an entertainer, you know what you're doing. You don't be asking the person to do it on the spot. Okay. This isn't This isn't 106 in Park. Okay,
I was trying to bring. See, I was trying to bring you to Atlanta for this homeschool group, but forget it now.
It's homeschool group.
She just trying forget to it now. Y'all trying to put a little money in your punk ass pockets.
You ain't ready for this opportunity with the homeschool.
I'm trying to put your little troop on, but you want to have funny.
Juvenile delinquents in there.
Boom.
You know how many mamas I know, nigga?
You missed your blessing, Jordan. You missed it.
I just told you I came from a kiddie pool party Saturday. I got two more weeks, right. My boy.
I can have you working all year, Jordan.
Right. You know how crazy that is to know, like, I'm trying to put on something for the kids, and then someone says, oh, I don't know. Hey, nigga, this is for the kids, homie. If you don't care about them kids, hey, real talk, you care about them kids or not? You're like, nigga, do you care about the kids? Do you care about the kids?
You know how many Uncrustables you just missed out on, Jordan?
Lunchables,
this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic of the day. Before we do, I want to give a special shout out to our special guest. We got Mike Dam in the building, Lulu Gonzalez back like she never left with the glow. Jordan Connolly, fresh off the D23 con. You see, he got the new stuff on deck. You understand me? Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoop in the house. Patrick Cloud will be back next week. He had a pregnancy scare, but he is just fine, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm to Sir hear Patrick. More. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Look, support from today's episode comes from Square, okay? The system powering, like, over half the places we even go to nowadays, all right? If you ever tapped or paid and thought, dang, that was fast, it was probably Square, okay? Whether you're selling lattes, cutting hair, detailing cars, or even running a design studio, Square helps you run your business without running yourself into the ground. And check this out. Right now, our listeners can get up to $200 off on Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's Square, square.com/go/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D, all right? So visit Square to get started because the right tools make all the difference, all right? I love some of the places that I go to have Square, okay? My favorite place is Bodega Delights. I talk about it all the time. I go there and I tap my car. I'm in and out like a robbery, okay? Because I want to eat my food. I don't want to have to wait. It's that fast, it's that quick, and it's that easy. And that's the difference maker, okay? Square isn't just fast. It's smart, transparent, and built for the way people actually run their business. No contracts, no hidden fees, no complicated installs. Just tools that accept every major payment, okay? Tap, chip, Apple Pay, online, it doesn't even matter, okay? Lets you see your sales and inventory in real time across every channel, helps you access earnings immediately with Square Banking. And if you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing you down. So right now, you can get up to $200 off of Square hardware at square.com/go/squad, okay? That's square.com/go/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D, all right? Run your business smarter with Square. So get started today.
First topic of the day. Ooh, this one is kind of crazy right here. I don't even know if we should start with this one. You know what? Let's start with it. Here we go. In a zombie apocalypse, use your partner as a human shield versus your parent.
How old are these parents?
Easy work. Yeah, I was. Me and Luke, we already on the same wavelength. You got this easy work.
Because you said it's going to be apocalypse, right? That means it's going to be ongoing for like a long time. You know,
you
what
can't
I'm saying?
Smash your parent. Can't smash your parents, so.
My parents are old. So
there's that's no all more. You worried about? We trying to survive for another day. You just worried about
that. Hold on, Meg. See, here's on to something. So
no, here's a zombie apocalypse. It's not a whole lot you could do in a zombie apocalypse. You ain't going to the movies. You ain't going to the mall.
Ain't no one else I can meet.
It ain't really nothing but survive, fucking eat. So,
you don't really want to get new dick during an apocalypse because we don't know what kind of diseases niggas really have before.
And you don't want to subject your parents to that.
No, but hear me out. They never really depict the zombie movies correctly because a lot of them, they fast forward time. There's only a limited amount of time you could really keep having sex. So y'all talking like this is going to be all going for real. Y'all going to get nasty to the point where it's going to be unbearable.
Yeah, but be nasty with that one person that you already got. I don't want to find no other person to be nasty with.
You find another person, you got to at least attempt to find some condoms if you find a new person, right?
Yeah,
and at some point, you're going to run out of them, or you might not be near a place that has condoms readily available. So now you're taking a risk.
Let's just keep it a buck, right? A zombie apocalypse means there's no cars, there's no transportation. We got to walk places. We got to run places. We got to pull up places, maybe crawl places. I don't know if I could do that with my mom and dad. Like, if I give me an in-shape man or someone, just a man, you know, who can keep it together.
Yeah.
I think we would have longevity in the game.
My mama big gone. When we go pick her up, I'm letting her know, hey, we picking you up as a sacrifice, because it might come a time when we running and we got to have a diversion.
I'm just coming to say goodbyes. Like, I love y'all.
How do we get out? Well, we get out.
We're going to go this way. Yeah, and then y'all are going to go that way.
Yeah. Sorry. You said we. You should have said y'all. So it's
I was telling we go to the drive-in and just leave the doors open while we run.
You gonna let the zombies get them? You gonna sacrifice the zombies?
Dang, dear, you ain't even gonna give your mama a chance.
I was gonna at least set them free.
My mama got a bunion on one foot and a club foot on the other. I come on.
Yeah, you can't set them free. You gotta set them up. Set them up nice and comfortable. Let the zombies come in there.
Listen. It's difficult enough to push a wheelchair uphill. Imagine trying to push a wheelchair through a field, through a grassy, muddy field. Come on, man.
If you want to be respectful, I could probably try to find a brick and knock you out so you don't feel the bite. You know what I mean? I could make it more comfortable so you don't get the bite in full effect and you feel the pain. So, you know what I mean? Like, oh, there's a wall right here. Let me run you into it. Now you passed out.
Hold on. You have to use them as a shield, meaning you don't get to just run off with them. You got to put them in front of you and see them get ate up by them zombies.
No.
The human shield.
You said a human shield. What does that mean?
I know, but you don't have to see it. You could like push them into the zombie and take off running the opposite way. I'll never have to look back.
Yeah, you don't have to look back at all. Matter of fact, if you look back, you're probably going to get eight.
I'm not
going to
sit there and watch her get destroyed. The screams will be bad enough.
Yeah, first of all, my parents love me, and I think that they would stand together, hold hands, sacrifice themselves for the good of the people. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah. It's bad enough I got to run away, cover my ears so I don't hear the screams. So now I'm running like this, which is difficult. You know?
Wait, they do that thing, they go, let me just look at you one last time.
I'm like, from a distance, though.
Wipe your tears, baby. Wipe those tears, baby. I'm going to be all right. I've lived my life.
Are you going to yours?
Now, are you going to bring this up when your partner cheats on you or does something to make you upset?
Oh, they getting that's the new zombie shield. Now we got a two for one?
Tell me you cheat and I'm kicking you in the back right to the zombie. Play with me if you want to.
Here's the thing. Once you do something like that, like sacrifice your parent, you showing, hey, you see the list I will go to survive?
That's a lot of commitment.
Need you to understand that.
That's a lot of commitment.
That lady birthed 8 hours. Okay? She took it like a champ. And so
it's a lot going on. It's a lot of zombies in the area. I just don't feel like I can make this commitment right now.
Hear me out. If you say that before the zombies have fully bit my parents, I could switch real quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, you're willing to do this to them? I don't even know if I whoop. Now I've pushed you and now I got my parents back. You see? So you gotta wait.
Now we gotta go to a zombie 7-Eleven and find condoms and find a new person to be with. Mm-hmm. Thanks, bitch. Yeah.
But when you think about it, though, from the sex standpoint of condoms, imagine you're like zipped tight. Like you're like, oh, we never have to go out. And it's that dude that's like, man, you got food? Yeah. We got baby formula? Yeah. We ain't got condoms. Listen, I got to risk it. I got to go back out there. I ain't got no bullets. I ain't got no nothing.
Listen, on The Walking Dead, they was just throwing raw peen around. I was like, y'all, wow. You know what I'm saying?
There's a difference between throwing raw versus throwing raw in different partners. We already talked about this. And Walking Dead, it, at a certain point, it was kind of like, oh, we survived. And it was like, oh, y'all really just out here. Blood, guts still on. So I know you didn't shower.
It's still walking back.
I'm at least keep some wet. I'm going to have a certain supply of wet nap just for down here. You know what I'm saying? Just to hear,
you are says this is ridiculous. How long you think them wet wipes? That people in the Walking Dead was there for years, okay? You really think you're going to have years and years and years worth of wet wipes?
You know how many hot dogs he's eaten for those wet wipes? Yes. It's a bulk load.
All the hot dogs, all the barbecue I've eaten over the years. You don't think I took this shit down?
Yeah, he gets three wet wipes right per dog.
You know how most people have napkins in their drawer? He's got claim jumper wet wipes. them little square packets.
He got the single packets
at the little barbecue joint.
Imagine he got oil to your house, wet wipes. Running back in your house to go get the dude wipes because you.
I mean, I think this is an easy answer. I think we figured it out. I don't. Well, Meg, what do you think, Meg?
I don't know. It's hard. Okay, so if it's my dad, I'm gonna be like, Dad, I love you. I'll see you in heaven. But if it's my mom, see, she a feisty little Korean lady, and she can. She know how to like farm. She know how to fight. Well, she know how to do a lot of stuff.
She make more
than your husband now.
I don't know. I'm wondering, but he's more ruthless. Cause he's a hood nigga, but she is I don't know. See, she lived through the aftermath of the Korean War.
It sounds like they gonna kill you.
You said what? This should be your mom and your husband.
Now I don't have no survival skills, so maybe it's me that need to just sacrifice myself.
All the Korean women do nothing but make babies.
You out of here?
They're sitting there. Meg's like, I'm trying to figure out who to sacrifice, and they're like. We sacrificing you. What you talking about?
And I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, you're right. Both of y'all got a better chance than me.
Hey, bring it up to the table, but kids, nah, we got to get you up out of here, Shaw.
Wouldn't that be funny, though? Meg's like, oh, I've already been bit. I'm fine. I just hadn't turned yet. But if now that we trapped, yeah, I'll go back. They can get seconds. They won't. But
like, okay,
they can get seconds as well.
Yeah, I'm fine. But I will say though, you have two of the most probably important things in the zombie apocalypse. You need someone who can physically be able to fend everything off and take the charge, and you need someone who can do everything agriculturally. To farming is probably the most important. So if you got someone out there that can do both, one on each side, or you cooking.
Meg, just download some YouTube videos. You'll be all right.
Lulu is ruthless. Jordan, I feel like he would be able to catch on to gardening and agriculture pretty good. Mike, I feel like would get bit and not tell us. I feel like he would layer up.
Oh, he definitely would.
He'd have on a flannel and a sweater and a vest. He'd be like, you're not hot. He'd be like, no, I'm just, you know, you never know when you might see new people. He'd be like,
oh, the gray skin, that's a new look.
Yo, you drooling? Yeah, I just ate. I'm still hungry, though.
I'm like, hey, Mike, come here. I baked a pie. Come here real quick, man. Come here.
The nigga start doing this right here. He be like, hey, why you walking like that? What's going
on? Hey, I ain't never said this to you, but like, your arm looking real good. I'm just, don't listen to me. I'm just saying you looking real juicy right now. Want to take a bite out of you.
You like, wait, what did you say to me?
I'm good. I'm just saying. I never thought of it like that.
Are you saying you hungry when you looking at me? What?
I feel like Tahir is the one that also, he got bit, he don't tell nobody, and as he's turning, he's like, run, guys, I got this. No, Tahir. And he's like, it's okay. He want to go out like a hero.
I will sacrifice myself.
You
got
to turn.
I'm going to let y'all know, hey, I got bit. I'm going to let y'all know when it's time for me to go and then sacrifice me. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you know.
No, Tahir gonna be the type, he gonna get bit, but he gonna be like, I'm cool, guys. I'm good, guys. Like, it don't even affect me like that. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm different. You know these freckles.
I feel like the asthma.
I'm good.
The asthma.
I'm good.
It'll take a while for gingers to feel anesthesia.
Yeah, so we'll be good.
I can tell you for sure.
It'll take you a while to feel that bite.
If I get bit,
no, I'll feel the bite immediately. It'll take it a while to get through. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you get bit and you cut your arm off right away, don't that work?
No, but you have to be so quick Like most of the time, people, they'll it'll be like they get bit and then they out find the tools that they need.
It has to be like,
you need to be ready.
You need a Brad Pitt to see you get bit and then cut that arm off. If you ain't got Brad Pitt there to do, because you're gonna hesitate. You're gonna be like, you're gonna try to do a countdown.
Nah, well, you I need know you're about to turn into like, a zombie.
Hey.
And then and you did all that just to bleed out.
Nah, you gotta put a tourniquet.
Anybody know how to do a tourniquet? No, nobody.
Which one of us know how to do that?
You did.
Lulu,
I know how to do a tourniquet.
Lulu. I heard Lulu's a survivalist. She could do
Lulu
it.
Lulu, like get a Tim's shoelace. Get a Tim's shoelace.
Lulu's the type of person.
Jamaica showing niggas how to make houses right now. She was like, if you want security, you know what I'm saying? This is how we did it. In Iraq, you know, so you got to reinforce these walls. You just got this bamboo up here, like that's gonna do it. But you got stuff coming through. Where's your insulation?
I feel like Lulu's the type where we're all like, "That's the apocalypse," and she's like, "I knew it." All right,
she's a go bag right now.
She's Michonne.
Hey, Shorty, I got a go bag, and everything ready to go.
And you know how you? First of all, if y'all real zombie people, zombie apocalypse prepared, what's the best weapon you should get? Do y'all know? Because there's nothing sharp. Is you supposed to get like something blunt and strong, like maybe like a tire iron or something like that?
Why?
Because a knife will lose its durability, sharpness and stuff. So once it gets dull, you'll stab them and then you might get stuck. That little bit of stuckness could get you a bit over here.
But I got a nice aluminum baseball bat.
That's what you, that baseball bat?
Aluminum baseball bat is great. A wooden bat is great too, especially if you have access to barbed wire. Wrap the barbed wire around the top.
A little
of
bit of Negan. Get that Negan.
You're watching a lot of Walking Dead over there.
Well, I know. Here's the thing. The aluminum baseball bat is great, but you got to worry about that grip. With the wooden baseball bat, you can like edge little nudges out so it fits your hand. So when you swing it, it doesn't slip as much.
But then that can break easier, much easier to hear than a aluminum.
A wooden bat, after a while, that shit gonna crack in the middle.
Yep. It might, but here's the thing, you're not hitting baseballs at 90 miles per hour. You're hitting zombies that are walking. Yeah, but if you got that barbed wire on there, that's also gonna do some damage too. So you don't have to swing the same way.
Yeah, but you know what? See what you're forgetting? When the barbed wire hits the head, it's gonna get stuck a little. Yeah. So now you gotta use extra energy to pull it off the skull, and that's gonna be repetitive. You're gonna be tired.
I've never heard someone say it.
That's why you
do push-ups
every day, Lou. That's why we got you. That Lou's gonna be leading morning worship and morning fitness.
She said it in such a way where I'm like, oh, she done hit somebody with that bat.
Because of my male ego, I'm going to try to lead, but I'm going to be like, listen, guys, what we going to do? And I'm going to look at Lou and be like, what we doing?
Try to lead.
Smart me.
Listen, I already got seeds for planting. I got all of that, man. Like,
I have like emergency preparedness stuff, but I don't have no other skills.
Come on, imagine Lou as a leader. You gotta learn how to do things from the soil, from ground up. We don't got nothing. I bake bread from scratch. I make everything from scratch. Come on, Al, butter.
Lou, I don't know if Lou can handle the power of being the leader. She was starting acting like a full fledged nigga. She walking around grabbing niggas' ass like, yeah, little mama, thick as fuck.
No, I feel like she'd be.
I want to be the consigliere. Like, what's it called? I want to be the person that's influencing.
The Daryl Dixon. You trying to be Daryl Dixon? You could go out when you want to go out, do what you want to do, but you such an asset to the team that when you're not around, they go, "Hey, what are we gonna do? Well, we're gonna do this. Let's wait for Lulu to get back before we make a decision. Let's just wait. She out hunting right now."
Oh yeah, I don't want to do that because I don't want that responsibility. I like being able to inform and delegate, but like, Jordan, I trust you. I'll be back, and that's it.
Can I be honest?
I'm tired of waiting on Lulu, man. I'm the leader.
Yeah, I used to think
the walls get broken down and the shit start popping off, and then there's a hole in the side and the zombies are sneaking into the territory.
Might be talking bad shit. Don't know Lulu was listening the whole time. She come out of the shadows like, "What'd you say?"
I'm sorry. I was just saying that we all should delegate fairly.
You're wrong to hear. I won't even use my hand. I'm using the end of the bat like this. Like, hey, man.
I will say, when I thought about like zombie apocalypse, I always thought I was going to be the best. But when I really think about what I would truly bring to the group, it would have to be an already established group, and then have to be kids because I could facilitate story times.
So all y'all be dead is what you're saying.
As long as if I'm not the leader, when they bring in, they go, "What do you bring to the table?" Listen, I could entertain everybody. I'm really,
and they're gonna be like, "You know, the kids die first here, right?" You'd be like, dang.
Hey, I'm gonna listen, go. I'll keep walking.
A court gesture is good for everybody. You always need somebody to help boost morale. You know what I'm saying? Take their mind off of real.
Drop some sand.
Good singers. You know what? Good entertainment.
Matter of fact, I've deemed every first Monday of every month talent night. Morale afloat around this base, you know.
Mike going to do the fashion show. Jordan's going to do song and dance. I'm going to do the stand up. Meg is going to be teaching us how to quilt.
Hey, it be getting cold.
Bro, stand up.
We need that.
That's the name of her class. Yo, it be getting cold.
Meet that tuck needle.
Bro, right, stand up would be trash though in the zombie
put
apocalypse.
Put it to a vote. Parent during the zombie apocalypse, parent or partner for the shield.
Parent.
Sorry, mom and dad, parents.
All right, there it is. Let's jump into this next topic right after this.
Look, man, it's a scorching sports summer, and you can make all your picks with Prize Picks, all right? Women's basketball and baseball are heating up, and every football preseason game kicks off this month, all right, with Prize Picks. And with big tennis slams and major golf tournaments on the horizon, there's no better place for all your summer sports picks than Prize Picks, America's number one sports pick app. All right, look, I have to bring this up, all right? Has anyone been watching my Niners play, all right? Dejon Stripling is the real deal at receiver. He's got Mike Evans on the other side of him. You add Christian McCaffrey to the mix, let me tell you something. That's gonna make my Prize Picks look amazing this year. Plus, now I can stack a game winner, spread or total from the W on top of my players' picks, all right? Get even bigger payouts when I'm right. One lineup, one app, all the picks, all right? Look, I've been talking about preseason football, and it's here now. There's no better place to run your game than Prize Picks, America's number one sports app, okay? We've got star players on new teams, and we got the rookie class like Dejon Stripling, all right? Ready to take over the game, all right? So make a lineup with player stats, all right? Pick game winners, spreads, or totals, and combine your picks in the same lineup. All on Prize Picks, all right? Now available in all 50 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. Download the app today and use code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup, all right? That's code SQUAD to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup, all right? Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app.
Next topic of the day, we have Disney World versus Six Flags.
Oh.
Now, I think you should redo that question.
Really? Why?
Because
why
do you think so? We know Jordan's answer.
Well, we know Jordan's answer. No, we don't know the rest of our answer.
I could honestly make arguments for both. This is not.
No, listen. I don't believe you, Jordan. You showed up with freaking Mickey Mouse.
Well, I just went to D23. I can give you real arguments. Listen, right now, hypothetically, right? Let's say this is the topic and we haven't switched it yet. Realistically, as a full grown adult, if you want to.
No,
ride...
because that was my argument. Let's just go with it. If you want to go with it, let's go with it. I think it's going to be great.
Cool.
You travel.
But we already know what Jordan's answer is going to be.
Lou, you traveled for Disney World too, didn't you? Didn't you go out of the country to go to Disney World?
Not with
World?
Disney. Mm-mm.
Okay.
But I love Disney, but I didn't go out to work for Disney.
Yeah, okay. I mean, listen. Shout out to Disney World for getting all the money for owning all the companies and, you know, all of that shit. But I don't ever need to go to Disney World ever. Disney World doesn't land any of that shit. Too many kids, not enough fun rides, okay? If I'm going to an amusement park, I want to be amused. I am not amused by children. I'm not amused by characters. I'm amused by rides. I want to be on things that will scare me and drop fast and go fast and turn around. There's none of that for me at Disney World or Disneyland. So Six Flags
talking just Disneyland and Disney World? Are we talking about all Disney attractions?
I was saying, doing Six Flags like California, I just say stick with Six Flags versus Disneyland specific. You know what I mean? Because if you do all
Disneyland or Disney World?
Oh, yeah. For you to hear, is that Disneyland or Disney World?
I would say the Disneyland. Let's go Disneyland.
Okay. All right. Well, that's different.
No, I'm still
land.
I still changes things.
No, I don't.
Which one? The Chicago one? I mean,
we can say the Anaheim one. Disney World.
Yeah.
We can say all the Disney worlds that we ran against all the Six Flags.
Bro, let me tell you something. If we just did Disneyland by itself, if you want to talk about, I understand you got rides for adults and stuff like that at Six Flags. Disneyland itself has over 100 attractions. That is in one park alone. Disney World has over 100, but that's encompassing every single park. One park.
Now, let me ask you this. How many of those are catered and geared toward adults having fun?
Everything, if you got imagination, brother.
Epcot, you could go drink around the world at Epcot.
If you believe,
I'm not giving you Epcot. I'm not giving you Epcot
Why
Center.
Can't I have Epcot?
You can't have Epcot because Epcot is designed and targeted toward the adults. That's why it's not called Disney. Okay, it's called Epcot for a center.
They got a strip club in there.
You say what?
They got a strip club in there or something?
Nah, they just got better rides. Disney got teacups, and then they'll have saucers, and then all of this.
No, that's in a certain section. That's a little baby section.
Yeah, you're talking about specifically Fantasyland, okay? Yeah. That's what you talk about, okay? You talk to an expert, brother, okay? Also, I do want to break down. You said it's geared towards adults. First thing Mike said was strip club. So ain't nothing geared towards adults. Hey, I'm going to my church. It's for adults. Strip clubs? That's the only way for adults.
Well, Mike is different. You know, Mike is a little different. We gotta, you know, we gotta Waffle House hat on.
Let's be honest. Are you even really riding roller coaster rides?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love roller coasters. I love roller coasters.
Hey, wait, hold on. How you even get in the park with them guns on your back? You don't even get through the metal detector. They'd be like, sir, he's permanent guns.
I know
he
started beeping mad. They was like, wait a minute, turn around.
We ain't never seen nobody get metal tattooed in them.
Yeah, turn around.
How you get in the park?
No problem getting in the park, Meg. That's
I
never
didn't know chipmunks can ride roller coasters. That's crazy.
he drops his keys. Sir, you gonna pick that up? No, I can't. Why not? Just pick it up. Well, it's okay. And then he picks him up.
I get it on my way out. Just kick it to the side.
That's why. But legitimately, though, if you were to talk about like rides, I'll give you for roller coasters, but they got every single type of ride you could possibly imagine at Disneyland. Not to mention, arguably, one of the greatest themed rides I've ever ridden in my entire life. In the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride. That ride is insane, amazing, bro.
That Star Wars ride is dope.
The best thing at Disney World for adults.
Disneyland.
The best thing at Disney, anyone, land or world, for adults is the turkey leg. That's it. That's the best thing they got going.
Lemon pepper turkey leg?
Say that.
And they brought that out? They brought out lemon pepper.
According to Tahir.
Had that at Six Flags too.
Nah, but
I ain't seen that.
Look, the Six Flags in Atlanta is terrible. Okay, it is. First of all, the only people who work there are high schoolers.
They got a strip club.
They got a strip club.
That's actually the only one that does have a strip
it's
club.
It's next to a strip club, down the street from the strip club.
That's Fantasyland.
That's where the strippers go on their day off, but they still dress like strippers. So you think it is a strip club there, but it's just them on their off.
Can
you
call it normal day life?
I wish we would call it by its regular name. It's called Magic City Flags, is what they call it in Atlanta.
Magic City
Flags. They call it Magic City.
That's
Flags,
great.
So.
That's great.
So yeah, but nah, I'm just bro. Not even just turkey legs, but if you just walking around, you got shows you could go to at Disneyland, right? You have if you just love movies, that's where you gotta go, bro. The experience of everything.
I hear you. But here's my thing, right? And this may just be I might be up all myself on this one. I don't feel like going to an amusement park should set you back a month. And finances, right? A month to 3 months of finances. I feel like there should be a way, an affordable way for you to be able to enjoy the excitement and the rush of roller coasters and buy some merch if you want to and eat some food. And you shouldn't have to worry about paying your bills for the next 3 months. That's just me personally, right?
You could do that at the county fair.
Okay, again, Meg, Let me finish.
All right, go to the state fair. They got everything you're looking for.
Put on a VR Oculus and pretend that you are at a fair for the low, low cost of staying in your goddamn house.
Again, that, bro.
You shouldn't have to break the bank just to enjoy yourself. At Disney,
you think this is the 90s to
you? You're going to pay $150 to park. Okay, getting inside of the park going to cost you $600.
No, it's
actually $35.
Lulu, they rolled it up to $40. It's $40 now.
Oh, it's $40.
Or you could do this to here. I heard it's $40 to go to any of the Disneyland overseas. You go to Disneyland Paris. You go to Disneyland Tokyo. All of those are they're like $60 a ticket.
You pay more for the flight than you do for the tickets.
Yep.
Okay.
And you are LA resident, so you can get a discount on your Disneyland entry fee.
Or you could just be like, "Hey, I'm actually the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Let me in."
I knew that's exactly where you're going. You predictable ass.
And
punk.
Free, you're gonna get in there for the free. Now you got to do a show at 205, 305, 405. But other than that,
you know what's funny though? In reality, I think Tahir would be kicked out of Disneyland though. I feel like Tahir would be a Disney nigga. Another line, sir. Can we talk to you?
Absolutely.
Sarah, you had to show up with your lantern, like, good day, me lady.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? How much fun I'm having, being around that many kids is going to take me out of it. It's just going to, I hate the sound of kids' laughter. It just does something.
Jeez, you hate joy. Damn.
He's going to out loud when the kid touches him.
Goodness, I ain't never heard somebody that hate joy.
You're gonna be like, stop.
It's not always joy. It's not always joy. Sometimes kids just be loud for no reason.
Because of joy.
They're at a theme park, though, to hear.
Yeah, that's the one place they're supposed to.
I said, one place that they're allowed to be like that. You like,
do that at home. You're in public. You're in public right now. Have some decorum.
You just need to get some, just get some ears.
Boring.
Listen, he's trying to eat his turkey leg in peace, man.
That's it, Mike. That's it, baby. That's what I'm here.
Nigga, go to the state fair.
Yeah, go to the state
fair. Not a theme park guy. You a state fair guy.
I'm not trying to get on the roller coaster that's not even nailed down to any type of base or anything.
I don't be liking the state fair.
Rides at a state fair get unloaded off a fucking trailer. I don't want to die.
There's pros and cons to everything.
No. My rule of thumb is if I can watch you build it, I can't do it. I watch you, and especially if I see you take a break, nah, fam, that's not screwed in all the way. I need you to get back in there, and I need you to hit that nail one more time.
If they had no training on the Jordan, they filling in for somebody while they on their break, and just be like, press this button to go, press this button to stop. I don't need to be on that. I don't need to be on that.
You said the green.
What are you going to do at Six Flags?
Yeah, there are safety protocols.
Those people are trained.
They are not trained.
First of all, they're in the 10th grade. So, no, they're not that trained. All right.
No, but who be training the 10th graders?
Another 12th grader.
You right.
The seniors. The 12th graders train.
I feel about being there, though.
But it's, you know what I think of it? Okay, think of it from the perspective of an airplane, right? Airplanes do crash, but it's also the safest form of transportation. Think of it like a theme park. How many accidents on a theme park that's open every single day of the year? How many accidents?
But it's a lot.
Not on the regular. Okay. You know
what? Did you see the dude that was at Disneyland and tried to jump out the log cabin and
he
tumbled down?
I'm so mad because if they put seatbelts on that junk, I'm gonna be so mad, bro. I'm trying to be free.
I want to be free like that.
I'm trying to hit my poses on the way down for the camera. I'm the dude on the rides who's annoying because while you having fun, I'm like, okay, are we going to act like we sleep or are we going to do peace? Okay, here it is.
And then you become my new best friend on the ride. I'm like, I like this guy. What's your Instagram?
I'm playing drugs on Jordan and then I'm telling the authorities. That's me. I mean, they need a day at the park for curmudgeons. I'll take that. I'll be there. I'll be Tony Baker at the amusement park.
Yo,
I'm a good time everywhere else, but it's just too many kids.
Next year, next year, you either go to Disney Channel Night or you go to Sweethearts Night. Those are two very specific days. That's way more. So
why? What are those two nights?
It's specialty nights where the park is not full to capacity. It's a special event, so they have a capped off ticket thing. Disney Channel Night is mostly themed more so for classic, like early 2000s maybe late 90s-ish Disney. And then Sweetheart's Night is really just more so for the couples, but it, DJs, everything, they're playing.
They got that's going to be too loud for him.
That's just the kids for me, man.
No. The specialty events, it's not as many kids. Very fewer kids, because now that's just the adults. You get most of the park to yourself. The lines are way shorter because, again, they cap the tickets.
You're going to go on Ozempic Baddies Night, where it's like they got all the food, but like in small portions now, so you can eat everything.
I wouldn't mind that either. It was crazy. Actually, that sounds the best out of all three for me.
They don't have a full turkey leg for you. They just got a little snippet.
I ain't finishing the full one anyway. You don't want to have to deal with
it. Would you be okay if Daisy Duck was walking around with it, handing it out? Would you be cool with that? Or would you be like, nah, that's too much?
If you said what?
If Daisy Duck was walking around handing them out, like, would you be cool with that?
I mean, I wouldn't have no problem with that. Daisy kind of fly.
So let's put it to a vote. What are we,
Disneyland.
Six Flags.
Disneyland.
I'm going to go Six Flags.
Disney one.
Ah, you right. Freaking gay dudes.
I'm miserable
here.
Like to hear too.
Choosing Six Flags.
Six Flags?
Y'all gay as hell, bro.
I'm miserable.
Gay!
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 Get some joy in
there. Hate joy.
Nigga.
Me and Tahir share that. Disney, we hate joy.
Disney has it on that one. We're going to jump into this final topic right after this. Would you rather live twice as long versus live forever?
What?
So, like, would you like to live, like, average life is, say 75, you live 150 years, or would you like to just live forever?
I done told the Lord, take me home now, so why would I want to live forever?
Damn, okay? Man!
It's ghetto here. Lord, whenever you're ready, Jesus, I'm here.
But I'm making the casket like this. Making the casket like this with a sign that says, about time.
With that same look on my face.
She outside the pearly gates with one of those cane seats that cane that pulled into a seat. She just got a leg across, just waiting for them to open. Just
you know that meme of I Love New York sitting on a bench like this? That's mad. Like, I'm ready.
Bruh, you open up her program, the first thing it says is wipe them tears. Oh, okay.
I've been ready.
I wanted this.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna have the shirt picked out when I die. Put me in the shirt that said "Been ready," and I'll make sure. However I die, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna make sure my face that. And if it ain't like that, I'm gonna put it in my will. Make sure you tell the mortician put my face like this.
I'm gonna tell them kids. I'm like, she didn't start acting like this till y'all was here. No shade though. And then I'm gonna walk away from the kids.
Damn,
that would be you gonna tell them make like your eyes like that too, like.
Meg, you gonna do that now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait, crazy.
Are you saying to hear the cutoff age is 150? Like, are you saying 150? Is it?
I'm saying, like, you know, the wizard was saying, hey, you were gonna live this long, now I'm gonna double it versus depends. Just live forever. So,
if I'm only gonna live to 40, then yeah,
then double it.
Go ahead and spin that thing.
At 39, you should crank it up on the glove. At 39.
I feel like you wait till the last second. Okay, it's your day. I run it back. We'll do it again. I had a good time. I thought about it. I was about to be like, but you know what?
Here's the thing. If Dublin was like 200, I'll do 200. I don't know if I want to do infinity. That's a long
wait, but here's a question I need to know, caveat wise. If you live forever, is your body still like,
oh, am I like this?
You
let's say that you don't age past, like, say 55.
Oh, ooh. Like on some vampire stuff.
Yeah, are we vampires?
Yes, you are immortal, but you're not impervious to like getting,
like, you still get sick and stuff
like that. Yeah, you can still get hurt. You're not impervious to pain.
I still get hurt.
Huh?
Well, because we're not like actually like we have the immortality, but not the extra power stuff that come with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't have like the invincibility.
So, all right, if I'm immortal, but would there be like a certain way for me to die if I choose to be done with this immortality?
No. You know what? Let's say you could be killed though.
Huh? Does that change
for you? Like with a no, mystic tree.
That is like counterintuitive to what immortality is. The whole point
is because
you
every mortal being thing.
If nobody ever tried to kill you and you just lived a regular life, you would just keep living. You wouldn't die from any like, you know, biological diseases or getting old or anything like that. But if you had a bad car accident or something, your head came off, then nigga, how you gonna explain that?
I mean, okay.
So because in my mind, when you say immortality, I imagine you go to the doctor and they're like, it's cancer. And you're like, let it pass. This happened last time.
Yeah. You won't die from that. Yeah.
But like, you say if my head gets chopped.
Even with vampires, they're immortal unless they get killed. If they get
hit
with the, yeah. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're not a previous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, danger. There's a specific way for you to die. Like vampires are immortal, but if you stab them,
you get your head cut off in this situation.
You either get chopped their head off, or they get stabbed in the heart with a wooden stake, then they're dead. But if they get hit by a car, they're still okay.
I will say, as a person who always used to think it would be dope to be immortal, now that I have kids, and he's barely about to be two next month, I don't know if I can handle pain like that constantly. That's
am I immortal alone, or am I immortal with somebody?
Alone.
Alone.
That's boring.
Yeah. That's a
you
lot.
Can't, once you won 30, you got to start lying about your age when you date.
I know, but then you move. But that's what they do in the movies. They move to a new city. They start over.
My house and I finally got my brownstone together and then now I got to move because 30 years has passed? Like, that's crazy.
Okay, well, listen. This
because then what you do is you act like, oh, you just go on a vacation. You come back and be like, oh, I'm Lulu's granddaughter.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Now I gotta change my name.
You look just like Lulu. No, you'd be like, oh, I'm named after my grandma. My name is Lourdes. Yes.
Or your twin. You could always say, I have a twin that, you know what I'm saying? I have a twin. I have my twin has a kid that looks just like me or whatever. It's a lot of ways to get around that. You leave the house in your name. It stays in the family's name. Build a trust. You
but then, okay, so then when I start dating, I gotta leave this dude. He gonna be like, "Damn, you've been 35."
No, like, you've been y'all been together 30 years. You just age very. You just don't age, baby. You look good. Though, you use some creams.
Hear me out. If it's a true love in reality, that's the main person that does know what's up. You know what I mean? Because they gotta know at a certain point. Like, especially
if
you
truly
love
them.
Yeah,
but then he gonna die eventually. Then I gotta do the support for him.
But that's what I'm saying.
Girl, immortality. That's what happened.
I don't know. It's like every zombie thing. You see?
I don't wanna do that.
Yeah, that's a sacrifice.
You know how hard it is to find a good man? And you want me to find one and then he died and I gotta do it all over again?
I will say, though.
That's the joy of love. That's the fun of the hunt, Lou. That's the
fun. And if you're immortal.
Not when you're 177 years old.
But you looking like that, girl. You look like that.
You know how to get to the goal faster. You've learned all the tricks. You know what to expect from me. You know how to ask the right questions to get them. Like, let's go meet your mama.
Let me make sure your mama like influence like some great leaders in this country.
Like if I actually was to live forever, I would spend a lifetime's amount of time in that place. So if I'm in California and I live to be 50, like immortal wise, I'm gonna do 50 years in Cali, then I'm gonna do because I'm already 50, so I'll do like 20 years in Cali, then we'll go 20 years doggone, let's go overseas. You could just keep going different places.
You're
having
gonna
new
be
lives.
Done and quickly.
Not really, because there's a Disney everywhere, so I'll be fine. I'll be fine, right? Like, I'll have you ever been to Disneyland Paris? No, but I heard about it. And I was like, wow, now we here. Then I'm going to Disney Shanghai. Then we go into Tokyo.
Up Disney Shanghai.
Like for 5 years, you were like, you know what? I'm going to be a mass crusader. I'm going to be a superhero for 5 years. You know what I mean? And then after that, you're like, hey, I want to live life as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I might want to be a drug lord's wife.
But see, that's the thing. You can't do stuff like that. You can't become no famous rapper.
Can't become famous.
You're a famous rapper that disappeared.
Oh, that's true. You could die.
Oh, wait, no.
And then go live in seclusion for like another generation.
Be like Daft Punk. You know what I'm saying? They never show their face.
I was about to say, y'all thinking too hard about this. My rapper name is censored. You never see me.
You gonna have a helmet on?
You don't, no, like you don't even need a helmet. You just be that one rapper that has the dope music videos, but he's never in it. And you're just like,
that's
bro,
AI.
That,
just get you a little AI. AI.
Say. They doing that now.
Okay, well, we I was hate trying it. To be authentic. Sorry.
Timbaland got ridiculed for that. Don't go down that same path.
I think you're going to get bored very quickly in Infinity.
That's not in that one movie where Charlize Theron, they were like the keepers or whatever Infinity. Yeah, so she, that's
wait,
what they
a
did.
Guard, and what, it was, old guard or something?
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
And it's like a few of them, and then they just keep moving to different places.
You see how miserable they were?
Look, you know how much stuff you can learn in that lifetime? You can learn every instrument. You can learn every language. You can learn how to fly a plane, a helicopter. You can learn how to pilot a submarine.
No, what'd you say? You can learn every what to hear?
Instrument.
Every instrument, every language.
And guess what? And you're still not going to be able to speak. You're going to be alive for a billion years and still talking like that to hear.
But that's my gift. That's my gift. It's my gift is that I'm still so human because it's so natural. Oh, you still mess us up. Nobody going to suspect.
I hope if you live, you better read
No one will suspect it.
You better read all the goddamn books.
You live for a millennia, still stumbling over the easiest
y'all
word.
My thing is, y'all ever been at a hotel for too long and you start realizing that these people work here? Like, this is kind of like... This ain't like a fairy tale. This is a job for people. I feel like after a couple of years of living, I'm gonna be like, man.
See why I said, Lord, take me now? That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do Infinity. That's too much, man. Like, when you be at the hotel too long, Mike, you be like, I want to go home, man.
I'm going home.
And then the way the food is, it's about to be worse. They over here eating GMO. 3D printed food. I don't
want to be. Y'all not thinking of all the possibilities, man. Like, I've always wanted to live off grid, but I'm like, because of my career, I can't do it the way I want to. This gives me an opportunity to be off grid for 2, 3, 4, 5 years if I want to. Nah. I can learn survival skills.
Have infinity. Nah, 2, 3, 4, 5 years is going to be like 5 minutes for you.
Listen, Tahir's going to be like, he's did comedy 50 years, right? He's going to leave it and be like, man, I get to try something new. He's going to be in some country and be like,
I should do comedy.
It's open mic. Have you done this before? I've dabbled. They just fall in love again. Then he gets outed.
My friend said I'm funny, so I was giving it a try.
Yeah. But then he's going to get outed because he's going to find the love again. Then it's going to come back to the States. He'd be like, Tahir's still alive? And now the whole jig is up.
I'm going to learn to do it in another language. I'm going to do stand-up comedy in another language.
Tahir, you don't have that many hot dogs.
No, but still, dude, the same thing is going to happen.
You're going to run out of hot dog material by then, man.
You think people ain't going to know them freckles? You think they
don't know? Yeah, I'm going to have to get something. That's what's going to make it up. I got to get the freckles.
The freckles and the guns.
He's only moving to places with hot dogs. I don't know.
You're going to track them?
That's what you're wrong, Mike. Every place has hot dogs. Meg was just telling me she was in Iceland. And they had the most delicious hot dogs up there. So every place got hot dogs, my nigga.
Yeah, I will say though, as a man with a beard, if I shave the beard, there's like a good while where people go, Jordan? Yeah. So you already got one lifetime without the beard. Mike, you screwed. We know who you are. You ain't growing yours. You got to grow it in first.
They already know how I look like
this. He's going to get bored real quick. He ain't going to have no homies that understand him after a couple years.
Let's put it to a vote then.
I think I'm
going to do 150 years. Double your lifespan versus live for eternity.
Double it.
Just give me two.
Double my life. Oh, I guess. Double
it. I just need a cool
I want the double two. I ain't want the infinity. I was just
here,
talking shit.
You convinced me. I'm going to do the infinity now because we
are. You can't do infinity, Jordan, because there's a database at Disney. They're going to notice after like 500 years the same picture with different names.
If Buzz Lightyear can go to infinity and beyond, amen, I'm going to follow that.
This nigga Jordan wanted to. Jordan wanted to be a Disney princess so bad, bro.
Right.
You know what's crazy? If they offered it, they'd be like, hey, we want you to be the first male princess. I'll be like, yes.
You'd be like, about time.
You know there's something called the prince.
Wait, like, willing to shave? Hi, like, my name is Jordan. These are my hands. I'm willing to shave. I can hit the notes.
It's like, I love fins. I love.
I love to throw myself across a bed in dismay.
My writer says, though, in the title, when you do the end credits, it has to say Jordan Connelly, a straight man. But I still need the narrative to be known that I'm straight. You know what I mean? So it's like,
no, what if that was the only stipulation? They can't put that in there.
Damn, I'm gonna tell my wife to shave her head.
Doing that.
Shave her head. She'll change her name to Marcus. Just my wife. I'll have her change everything so it looks it's male presenting. So then,
well, looks like the double life gets it on that one, man. Want to thank our special guests for pulling up today: Mike Dam, Jordan Connelly, Lulu Gonzalez. Shout out to the OG Squad, Meg Scoop. I'm to hear more. Appreciate you guys at home watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Peace.